Welcome back to BU Radio on 101.5 Light FM. I'm Liz Sterling. My guest is Mike Dooley, a trailblazer in human awareness, personal exploration, and a modern-day philosophical adventurer. Mike was an international tax accountant turned entrepreneur turned writer for the universe, and we'll find out exactly what that means now as Mike Dooley joins us on BU Radio. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Liz.
All right, Mike, what's this writer, universe writer? What's going on here, and what's this universe that you're talking about?
Well, I have always been kind of fascinated with the nature of reality, you know, or asking myself early on, and anyone who would possibly have an answer, you know, why are we here? What's this all about? You know, literally as early as my teenage years, and unbeknownst to me at the time, whenever we're on such a search for answers or anything in life, even material stuff, we begin attracting what we've been focusing on into our lives. Mm-hmm. And by the time I was 20, virtually all of my questions had been answered. Some were confirmed through books I read. And from that point, early 20s, I began living the truth about who we really are. My discoveries and realizations are that we are the eyes and the ears of the divine. We are supernatural beings. We are eternal, and we create through our thoughts. Our thoughts literally become the things and events of our lives. And at about 8 years ago, I started kind of my third career, if you will, just doodling on the internet, excited about this new frontier. And one of the things I started doing was sending out a daily note from the universe, writing to my subscribers as if I was the universe or divine mind, reminding them in a gentle, fun, playful way, because that's how I view the universe, about their power, about their divinity, about the infinite possibilities before them for living a fulfilling and happy life. And my view of the universe is kind of it's a metaphor for our greater selves. We are far more than we realize. Some could call it God, but I don't get trapped in too many definitions, because generally those are limiting. But what I say typically resonates with a lot of people, and it's spawned books, and I'm on my third world tour. Right now I'm in Arizona telling people the truth about reality and their power. And it's a message that's been very, very well received.
You say, and we're talking about the book Infinite Possibilities with Mike Dooley, you say the old is giving way to the new. You say that right now we are at a critical, crucial time. And you also say that anyone who really steps into this greater understanding, where naivety is giving way to truth, where spirituality is about to take on an entirely new meaning, that we will usher in a golden age. Please tell me, how are we part of it, and what is it requiring us to do to create this?
Well, it is critical, as you just said, but not in the sense of let's take this seriously, we only have one chance to do it right. You know, I don't like all that kind of connotations that some people strap on to what's happening on planet Earth. Right now, we as a civilization are crossing a threshold that's never been crossed before, where we are waking up to the truth of who we are. Finally, we're no longer out in the fields from sunrise to sunset, you know, trying to survive. We're all armchair philosophers. We're all beginning to ask the hard questions. You know, who am I? What's this whole thing called life all about? And all of those questions, it turns out, have answers, and now is the time to answer them, because consciousness, just as a child grows up, so does a civilization or consciousness itself, individually or collectively. Consciousness is blooming like a flower on planet Earth. People are waking up to the truth. People resonate with the truth. Whatever you focus on, you bring about in your reality. And people are saying, like, yeah, this is true, you know. And some people are saying, you know, I didn't realize that by focusing on what I didn't like, mm-hmm. you know, innocently, that I was perpetuating it in my life. So consciousness is now flowering. This is something that can't be turned back. It's inevitable, you know. And there's some stress involved, because some people are of the persuasion, you know, God said it, I read it, and that settles it. And they don't want to change. They don't want to take responsibility for their life. They'd rather think that God works in mysterious ways, that life happens to them. But the fact of the matter is, we, individually and collectively, happen to life. We are life's creators. And the more people open up to these possibilities that are innate and that resonate with virtually everyone, except for those who have their blinders on, the more beautiful this transition is going to be. the more exciting it is, and it's already quite exciting. Mm. People are discovering their power. But the more they resist, the more they say, no, I'm not going there, I like things the way they are, the more there will be tension, inner storms in their mind, creating outer storms, conflict that could spill over into, armed resistance around the world, like we're seeing in Iran. There's the new thought, and then there's the old school. The more there will literally be storms and ultimately earthquakes, because we influence all that happens on planet Earth. We are not bystanders. We are creators.
Wow. This is very inspiring information, and it does come from the universe. And I'm speaking to the Tut.com guy, Mike Dooley. A lot of people know that they get messages from the universe from Mike Dooley. And you're listening to BU Radio on 101.5 Light FM. I'm Liz Sterling. Mike Dooley's newest book, Infinite Possibilities, The Art of Living Your Dreams. And for more information, you can go online to Tut.com. Let's talk about people's dreams. They've had dreams. Many people are seeing dreams crumble or fall or not happen, or they're dissuaded or persuaded. Or, well, what is this fine art of living your dreams? Let's get to the how-to.
Well, the simplest answer is our thoughts literally become the things and events of our lives. And that opens up the question, well, what about those dreams of ours? Because we've all had them, including Mike Dooley, that have never seen the light of day. And the answer is, the reason that we haven't experienced all of our thoughts yet is because other thoughts of ours got in the way. The conclusion to draw is not that, oh, this doesn't work, it's a bunch of bunk. Very often, the path to making a dream come true is strewn with the unexpected. I live in Orlando. When I'm in Orlando and I drive to South Beach, one of my favorite weekend vacations, you know, South Beach is what I'm thinking about. But to get to South Beach, there's got to be a journey, during which all kinds of things will happen that I never thought about. You know, detours in the road, smiling faces, frowning faces. I don't know where I'm going to stop ahead of time for gas. But all of those places in the journey are necessary to get me to the place that I was thinking about. And sometimes people will have a dream for, you know, a new relationship or a career that they love, can't wait to get to when they get out of bed in the morning, or more abundance or anything. But to get there, they have to be drawn through unthought-of territory. And it might not happen overnight, because we have 60,000 different thoughts a day that we're thinking, and we have all kinds of different priorities and different wishes for our life. Oftentimes, they conflict or contradict one another.
Mm-hmm.
So if we remain true to the end result, and if we're always taking action, which is imperative for all kinds of reasons, in the general direction of our dreams, they do come true. There's just too many stories of Americans or immigrants coming to the United States, or in every single country of the world, where so many people's dreams have come true. And these are the people who stuck with it. They didn't draw false conclusions. Just because they think of abundance and they don't have abundance now or a year from now doesn't mean this principle is flawed or that karma or some other misunderstood concept got in their way. Nothing gets in the way of our thoughts becoming things if we stay true long enough.
Mm-hmm.
The only caveat, really, is that we cannot manipulate specific other people. But that doesn't mean we can't have a great relationship. That doesn't mean we can't have a good business partner and more customers. As long as we don't insist on who it is, in other words, as long as we do not mess with how our dream comes true, and we just remain true to the picture of I'm holding hands, I'm sharing the adventure of life with somebody, I've got a career that thrills me, and I'm taking action in those directions, however feeble or humble they seem. As long as we stick with it, just like when you get in your car and you program an end result, you know, you don't see the end result until you arrive. That doesn't mean during the journey it's not working.
Right. You know, Mike, one of the things that I think gets in the way is all the messages that people have received throughout their lives. And underneath the, you know, underneath the part of us that wakes up in the morning, goes out into the world and projects this happy face or a smile, is an image problem. Some people really have a positive self-image problem that gets in the way of the positive outcomes in their lives. And I'm wondering, maybe you have some suggestions, recommendations, daily exercises that can really help the people align.
Sure.
With the essence of who we are truly and what it is that the universe is ready to deliver to us. How do we put this together?
Okay, well, the biggest power zapper that we have is not understanding the truth, giving away our power to a concept like karma or to dogmas in religion. And of course, we're all somewhat quote-unquote victims. I don't believe in that term, but victims to the programming that our,
right.
our well-meaning parents gave us.
Yeah, yeah, we are.
The happy news is that we literally are inclined to succeed. It is so much harder to fail than to succeed. It's harder to frown than to smile. We laugh more than we cry, and all of our lives are proof to this inborn inclination to succeed, and understanding that boosts us along. The instant we align with the truth and we discover our power, even if we have questions or doubts or still have fearful, limiting thoughts, in that instant, we're welcomed back into the fold. Mm. This is the story of the prodigal child. Many biblical stories, I think, in my opinion, have been misunderstood, but the instant we start walking and moving with truth, it's as if all of the elements begin conspiring on our behalf. So the good news is, just because you have 35 years or 65 years of negative programming, the instant you wake up to truth, you're back in the fold and things can become easier again.
I am inspired, truly, and now I know why your book is entitled Infinite Possibilities, because really, truly, how the manifestation of our lives unfolds, there are infinite possibilities and we can tap into the infinite and then we can experience the truth.
True,
of who
exactly.
we are and what we were meant to be. I feel that from you. Thank you so much. You've been listening to BU Radio on 101.5 Light FM. I'm Liz Sterling. My guest today has been Mike Dooley. His new book, Infinite Possibilities, The Art of Living Your Dreams. You can learn more online at tut.com. That's T-U-T.com. That's Notes from the Universe. So many people receive it and know about it, are being inspired to be all that you were meant to be. Thank you, Mike, for joining us today on BU Radio.
Thank you, Liz. It was a pleasure.
Thanks. This is Liz Sterling. Our program continues.